Yeah, it was quite interesting. I was doing a little bit of a trip up around Tibooburra, Cameron Corner country, and people were shearing at the time, and one of the shearers mentioned that the owner had given permission to have a bit of a tidy up of some old wool. I didn't give it a great deal more thought until the wool arrived in Broken Hill. Immediately, once I saw it, the wool packs were, you know, they're well superseded now, far more modern packs and what have you. So that was my first inkling. And then, of course, once I opened them up, it was pretty apparent that it was sort of probably drought-affected wool from, you know, maybe a couple of decades ago.
So what did it look like, the wool?
Yeah, it was mixed. There was about five butts and bales in total. Some of it was in quite good order, and others sort of deteriorated. Obviously, they'd probably been damp and been in the corner of a shed somewhere. So it was sort of, a bit of a mixed bag. But I was stunned when I actually rang the grower just to confirm that the purchase was valid and what have you. And he informed me those sheep were actually shorn in 1982. It's quite apparent that it was very dry and dusty at the time. There's a lot of dust penetration in it. Yeah, it's a little bit deceiving being so old. Initially, as I say, I sort of thought it might have been sort of 10 or 15 years ago back in the drought up here. But it was significantly older than that, which just goes to show the properties of wool and how durable it can be.
So more than 30 years old, this wool. You said it deteriorated a little bit, but some of it can still be used?
Yeah, no, amazingly, some of it will be able to spruce up a little bit and get it tested and presentable, and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody buys it a little bit further down the track.
And so, I mean, is this something that you might see often, is older wool being bought?
Look, I've been in the industry 35 years, about the same time as when this wool was shorn, coincidentally, and occasionally you might see wool that might be, you know, 5 or 10 years old, but I certainly haven't experienced anything that old.
And so is it something that, you know, if people do have old wool lying around, that they could potentially sell it?
Absolutely, but the irony of it all, I would have thought wool like that possibly would have been flushed out by now, as we've seen such significant rises in the wool market in the last 5 or 6 years, you wouldn't think that there's much of this wool still left on property, but perhaps there is.
Did they say why it was being held onto?
I didn't go into it in great detail, but I've done a little bit of research, and back in that day, to my knowledge, it was a very harsh drought and wool prices were very, very low. So it would have been, you know, of very little value at the time. Yeah, I could stand corrected here, but I think the indicator was perhaps around that $2.50 mark. And, of course, we're looking at levels, you know, well over 1,000 cents for the indicator now.
So what do you do with it now?
I'll sort of resort it again, put it into sort of a couple of different lines that's more sort of marketable to want to sell, and hopefully we can make our money back.
That was Chris Chatton from Quality Wool in Broken Hill. Clive Davenport is a volunteer at the Australian Shearers Hall of Fame, but back in 1982, when this wool was shorn, he was a stock and station agent in Hay in New South Wales. He says Chris Chatton is on the right track, with the wool market back then not going well.
Well, certainly it was a drought year here, 1982. The wool market, from memory, wasn't very good at all. And, of course, the sheep market was even worse. And then ultimately it led to the reserve price scheme being brought in, which ultimately became a price-setting scheme and, of course, fell over in 1990. So wool growers in 82 would have had a very tough year.
So many people would have been hanging on to wool, do you think?
Only the very wealthy ones. Most people had to sell as soon as they could to try and keep the cash flow going. But in this case, obviously, someone had enough money to be able to hang on to it and must have put it away and forgotten about it.
Do you hear of this often, of old wool popping up here and there?
No, very rarely. There used to be a reasonable number of people who would perhaps keep wool for a year or two, but I've never heard of anyone keeping it that long.